continue our worship from last night when we were gathered with Jesus and his disciples in the upper room and went to the garden and watched him be arrested. Throughout this 40 days of Lent, our congregation has been invited to carry a stone and to meditate upon what the stones or the barriers are between us and where God would like to lead us, things that are blocking us from the life he would like to lead us into. There will be a time later in the service when we will bring those stones to the cross. So if you didn't bring one or you didn't pick one up as you came in the door during our opening song, it might be a good time to go ahead and do that. There are a few up here at the end if you need to be able to do that at the time to bring them forward, but they are also at the doorways. So during our opening song, you were invited to do that and maybe to think about, as the service goes on, what some of the stones are that you need him to roll away in your life. Let us pray. O Christ, who forsook no one, but was forsaken by the closest of friends, and who committed no crime, yet was sentenced to a criminal's death, we enter your presence in awe and adoration. On this day, centuries ago, you could have saved your life, but you refused to betray the purpose for which you had been born. You would come into the world to love God and neighbor as yourself. And when that love required you to shoulder a cross, you summoned the strength to bear it. Today, O Christ, as we sing and pray around the cross, teach us its meaning once again and help us to take up our cross and follow you. Amen. Let us stand and sing together. Thank you.
After the soldiers arrested Jesus, they took him to Annas, the father-in-law of Caiaphas. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews, and it was best to have one person die for the people. Simon Peter, another disciple, had followed Jesus. As Peter was standing at the gate where they had gone in, a woman said to him, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" Peter said, "I am not." Later, Peter was warming himself in a fire in the courtyard with others, and they asked him, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." Then one of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed, reminding Peter that Jesus had said to him at supper, "Before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times."
Spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret.
Then Annas sent him to Caiaphas, and there they took Jesus to Pilate's headquarters. Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"My kingdom is not from this world."
"So, you are a king."
"You say that I am a king. For this I was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
"Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?"
"You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin."
From then on, Pilate tried to release him.
Dress love is this, oh my soul, oh my soul.
out to the Jews and told them,
"I find no case against this man, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?"
"Not this man, but Barabbas."
"Yes, it was Barabbas. Not this man, but Barabbas, the
bandit. Free Barabbas, not Jesus."
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And striking him on the face, Pilate went out again and said,
"Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him."
So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
"Here is the man."
When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted,
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Yes, crucify him!
Give us Barabbas!
Be done with him! Crucify him!
Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him."
By himself, he went out to what was called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha.
And they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read the inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. And then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate,
Do not write
the King of the Jews, but this man said, "I am the King of the Jews."
What I have written, I have written.
When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they divided his clothes among them and cast lots for his tunic in fulfillment of Scripture.
Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother,
"Woman, here is your son."
And then he said to his disciple,
"Here is your mother."
And from that hour, the disciples took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus saw that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture,
"I am thirsty."
A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus received the wine, he said,
"It is finished."
And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Wounded. Wounded for me. Wounded for me. Bruised for our transgressions. Wounded for our iniquities. Jesus Christ, the suffering servant of God. The cross reminds us of how seriously God considers our wounds. And we all, as humans, we carry deep wounds within our soul. Someone said that the line of sin runs through every human heart. We're broken. And perhaps the greatest brokenness and divide that is opened up in our souls is that schism between ourselves and God. Those of us who were created as an act of love rebelled against the Creator. Driven from the garden to suffer the consequences of sin and death. The deepest wound of my life is that brokenness between me and God. And God could have said, "Enough. This experiment is over," but no. From the earliest pages of the Old Testament story, the message is the same, that God's love will not let us go. But in the history of Israel, in the words of the prophets, which all came to fulfillment in the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, that child grew up, Son of God, Son of David, fully human, fully God. And through his obedience and his sacrifice upon the cross, where he was wounded for me and for you and for all of humanity, he reconciled us to God. He brought us home. Through his amazing grace, whereas we were once lost, now we have been found. The one who died upon the cross is the great sin bearer, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, your sin and mine. We can trivialize the message of Good Friday and of Holy Week, but the Scriptures will not let us get by with that. For lifted up in our midst is the cross of Jesus Christ, with the promise of Jesus that if I be lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. And so we are drawn today, knowing about our wounds, knowing that the wounds that we bring with us this day, whatever those wounds may be, in our memories, in our past experiences, in our failures, the disappointments that we carry, the deep failures of our lives, whatever they may be, Christ has borne them to make us whole, to restore our humanity, to help us walk into the world, not just passing on our wounds, but having them transformed and having them made sacred. Someone, one of you, sent me a quote from Father Richard Rohr this week, which I have always believed, that pain not transformed is pain transmitted. The cross begins that work of transforming all that is wounded in me, that I might walk in newness of life, and that we might be the children of God and the people of God, and go forth into the world not just to transmit pain to others, but to be agents of God's healing love, set free by the blood of the cross, reconciled to one another and to ourselves, made well by the love of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As a response, perhaps there is something that you want to bring to the cross and leave here. The stones that you may have picked up on your way in, you could use to symbolize that. As the next song is sung, I invite you to bring a stone if you would like to. We're not going to dismiss you a row at a time. Come if you're ready, when you're ready. Maybe it's a wound. Maybe it's a addiction. Maybe it's a persistent sin that stands between you and the new life that God would like to give you. And so you're invited during this song to bring the whatever it is symbolized by the stone and leave it at the cross. There are some kneeling pads here, and if you'd like to stop for a moment and pray, you're invited to do that. We'll come down the center aisle and go back to our seats by the side.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I find a place to stand. That calls me as I am. For hands that should discard me hold wounds which tell me come. Beneath the cross of Jesus, my unworthy soul is won. Beneath the cross of Jesus, his family is my own. One stranger's chasing selfish dreams, now won through grace alone. How could I now dishonor these ones that you have loved? Beneath the cross of Jesus, see the children loved by God. this cross of Jesus, the path before the crown. We follow in his footsteps, where promised hope is found. How great the joy before us, to be his perfect bride. Beneath the cross of Jesus, let us gladly live our lives.
Let us pray. You are, O God, the Good Shepherd, who leads your people along still waters. You have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world as the Lamb who redeems your people from their sin. You have given your beloved Son for our salvation, delivering us by his death into your grace and mercy. So preserve our souls and keep before us always the vision of our Redeemer. Prepare our hearts and our minds as we long to gather this Sunday. Amen.
Let us stand as we sing together our closing hymn.
Hear the benediction. May the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with you on the road. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands stretch out your hands to serve. May the Christ who loves with a wounded heart open your hearts to love. May you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. Amen.